Get ready.
Yeah. Y'all ready for some live shit? Welcome. Welcome to the D, baby. It's all live down here. What you see is all real.
What up, though?
What up, though?
Welcome back, episode 364 of the What Up Though podcast.
Yep.
I meant to light my cigar before we started, but I mean, fuck it. I'll start now.
Hey, go for it. You can go ahead and light it. While you do that, I have a question.
Okay.
So, actually, I'm just going to ask.
Please.
If you are in... No, because I was going to try to set it up and shit, and I'm like, no, it's no point to set up. Just ask the fucking question. If you're in the house by yourself, alone, do you, like, talk out loud to yourself?
Sometimes. It's not that I'm purposely doing it because I'm by myself, but, like I find myself talking to myself when I'm grocery shopping, like, out loud. And I'm thinking, like, somebody could walk past me and, like, what the fuck's wrong with this nigga? But I do recognize that I do it more when I'm grocery shopping versus when I'm, like, at home by myself.
Hmm.
What made you even think to ask that?
Sorry, I was lighting my cigar while you was talking. Because, nigga, I don't even think if I'm home alone. Every single thing that enters my brain is spoken out loud. Like if you bugged my house, it would be like you were living in my brain. Cause like I don't, I'll narrate my whole life if I'm at home by myself. I don't keep a single thought inside my head.
Oh, so you fool out loud at home?
I'm full out every single. I'm telling you, nigga. Every I gotta pee. Shit, let me get up. Like every fucking thing, I say it out loud.
Really? Just, that's interesting. Okay.
And the reason I thought of that is, you know how you just said that you'd be at the grocery store and you'd be talking out loud and you or whatever, and you think, oh shit, somebody might hear me. There's been times where I've been out in public and I'll be thinking something, and I swear somebody will look at me and I'm like, did I say that out loud? And I'm like, but I never think that I did, though. I'm like, there's no way I said that shit out loud. There's no fucking way. Like, I would have heard. But, like, I swear, like, people look sometimes. At least sometimes. Not often, but sometimes. And I'm just like,
yeah,
man, that's weird. And then I thought about, like, I can't remember what triggered that thought. There was something that happened or something I was watching on TV that triggered that thought about how that happened to me. Maybe, like, I probably saw it happen to somebody on TV or something. And then that then followed the thought about how, like, I don't filter myself at all if I'm at home by myself. And I'm like, maybe because I do that, sometimes I'll get in public and I'll be trying to, like, keep it inside. And, like, it, I don't know. And it maybe just, I don't even think people hear the words, like, but maybe they hear me make a sound. I don't know. But yeah, it just made me think that. And then my next thought was, like, I wonder if anybody else does that. Or if if other people walk around the house, like, quietly.
Yeah, I will say if I'm by my house, I think I have uttered a couple of things, but it's nothing like full on, you know. But like I said, I do it. It's just, that's funny you even ask that. It's just, I recall myself doing it a lot more when I'm out shopping, like grocery shopping. Like, that's the times I really recall doing that shit.
And especially if I'm high and or drunk, then then it's really like, I mean, I really don't think I think at all if I'm home alone, but like, I might just be chilling and not be thinking at all. Whereas, like, if I'm high or drunk, I'm how niggas is high, be having high thoughts and shit like that. Mm. I'll be saying all that shit out loud.
Man. Yo, that's hilarious. just talking about, man, just whatever random thought, just out loud, just because you can and shit.
Yeah, it'll be what, like, it's not even like there's a, like a pause between like a thought and me saying it out loud where I'm just like, I could say this out loud. It's like my inner monologue completely turns off. And I think it's because it's so hyperactive during the day. Like I can't like my brain is like moving 100 miles an hour throughout the day. Like I often have to like rewind podcast I'm listening to because I would have gone several minutes and I'm like, I don't even know what was happening because I was just thinking about, I just started thinking about some other shit and I was just like off at a different tangent. And I'm just off in my own world thinking about some other shit. And meanwhile, this podcast been playing for 5 minutes and I don't know what the fuck's been happening. So like, I think maybe because it's like that and I'm like that, basically I have to be like that all the time when I'm here and when I'm here alone. And there's no reason for me to be like that. I think that that's why I'm just like, yeah, that part of me just shuts off. Like, there's not even a bypass. It's just like automatic. Whatever it is just right out of the mouth. Pause. I don't even think about it.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't. I can say for the, like I mentioned, you know, grocery shopping. For some odd reason, it happens then, but usually at home. Yeah, very minimum. I think very minimum.
But anyway, greetings, everybody.
Yeah, greetings and salutations.
Whatever, 364, whatever the fuck
364 on the What Up Though podcast. And I'm sitting here watching, well, looking at, it was on mute, but I'm on my Twitter feed and looking at Amanda Seals yell at the screen because she looks really, really upset. Do we want to go into that right now? Or do we want to?
Why not?
Okay.
We don't have a... We don't have like a strict guidelines or anything like here, like a goddamn syllabus. Like first we got to do this and then.
Right. So you.
But yeah, you need to explain
I'll let
to
you
me
go.
The,
well,
I can't
I'll
go
because
you have to explain to me what the issue is. Because now I like, so because I wanted to talk about this topic because I saw a tweet that had a video of her snapping on people who talk about her, but there's an article that you just told me right before we started recording that came out yesterday that I don't know what it's about. So I don't know what she's responding to necessarily. So I feel like you kind of got to tell me what she's responding to.
Okay. So there was an article from the Griot. There's a chick on Twitter called the journalist.
Journalista or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. I've seen.
So she wrote this.
I've seen the person. I don't follow her.
Yeah. Me neither. Yeah. I don't follow her, but she wrote this article and the title of it, it's op-ed. And it's called Amanda Seals is not a victim of anything but her own hubris. And then And then under the subtitle, opinion, Amanda Seals recently complained about not being supported by Black media or invited into Black spaces, and she seemingly does not understand why people don't rock with her. So that's the title of the article. The chick who wrote it, she goes basically talks about herself, about her just, you know, basically saying she's not trying to hate on her and blah blah blah, and then she goes on this rant about Amanda Seals and shit she's done and so forth. And so I'll note a couple of things that she talked about. So one, she was just giving examples of basically Amanda Seals doing dumb shit in the past. So, and I don't know if you knew this, so I'm just going to read this excerpt. So it starts off saying, sometimes Amanda Seals gets things wrong too, and it's not about her delivery as she's known in video, it's about the problematic things she say. Take, for example, the time she actively attacks Samira Rice, the mother of Tamir Rice, after Samira called out Sean King for fundraising in the name of her dead son. Samira felt Sean King was using her son to raise money for himself while nothing was going to the family, even though King himself made claims that money was going to the family. So essentially, I guess Amanda Seals said some things that did some things that essentially supported Sean King against Samira Rice, which is Tamir Rice's mom. And I kind of knew about that, not to this detail, but that's enough for me to say fuck Amanda Seals. But yeah, so that was one thing she talked about in the article. And then she talked about another thing about So there was a time in 2017 where she got on Twitter to say, quote, if you're buying Jordans and Nike suits but don't have passports, you're losing. Man, I swear, we know somebody who would actually say that shit. So then the writer goes on to say, passports are not accessible to everyone. There are people who cannot afford to go out of town for a weekend, let alone travel to a foreign company. So what good does a passport do? Blah, blah, blah. So she essentially tried to, she brought up other problematic things that Amanda Seales has done in the past. So it's not like she's getting blackballed for just, you know, being misunderstood or something. There are, you know, things in her past that she's, you know, talked about or whatever. And so she kind of goes down the line doing random. I don't think there's any other full example. But I think the thing that was interesting to me about it, it was that the writer kind of like, okay, so of course the writer doesn't have nearly the followers and stuff like that, that Amanda Seales has or whatever. And so at some point in her tweet, she's talking about, you know, Amanda Seales has all these followers. So, you know, she, the hate is being amplified her in and shit like that. And so essentially she's basically saying that she's getting, you know, attacked for the shit she wrote. And you can't play coy. Now, and this has nothing to do with whatever feelings you may have of Amanda Seales, right or wrong, which side you're on, but you can't play coy and write an op-ed about somebody and not expect people to come at you if they actually like her. You know what I'm saying? That's it. It's like, you know, throwing a rock. What's the saying? Throwing a rock and hide your hand.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever. And I don't know if I'm, that may be the break context.
No, yeah,
but it's like,
yeah, no, that's the one. Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, you can't, you know, sit here
what
and
you saying
be
about
pissed.
Terrorists last week. Like, yeah. Like terrorists yeah. don't throw rocks and hide their hand. Right. Nigga. They be like, I threw that shit, nigga.
right. And so it's like, yeah. So you can't, you know, and then she posted the link to that fucking article like 4 or 5 times in her timeline. So it's like, you got the attention you want. You can't bitch about it now when the attention is not good attention towards you. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing that kind of irritated me about the writer or whatever. And she said, I can't find a tweet, but she had a thread where she was saying how she, you know, it wasn't shade. It was, I'm like, no, it was shade in the article, but just own up to all the shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you're going to
yeah.
write something about somebody, an op-ed, I mean, you could have just kept the shit to yourself, but you said it not to.
right. Remember what? If you didn't want to throw shade, you could have shut the fuck up.
You could have just shut the fuck up. So now that you done threw shade, you can't be mad when the attention comes back on you and it's not the attention that you wanted. Or this could be the attention you want. I don't know. I think in this day and age of social media, people do anything to get attention, whether it's good or bad, because it showcases them and puts them on and they go. Oh, she said something about the article going viral and shit. I think anytime I feel a lot of times that most people, when they mention viral, that's their intention. You know what I'm saying? And however way it may come or whatever. Yeah, and then like, she kept, my bad, I was just going to just add one more thing is that she mentioned something about she's written, I guess they was basically saying, you know, what about calling other black folks out like Candace on all the shit, and she's saying she written about all these other people, but they didn't get the traction that this got or whatever. And I'm just like, again, you're writing about this. This is the one that finally hit, and now you're, you know, pissed or mad or upset because of the attention. It's not what you thought it was, you know. So that shit kind of bugs me about the whole thing. And I didn't read any of the other articles, so I'm not sure what they're really saying about Amanda in those. I just seen this one, and I kind of read it. I saw Amanda was pissed. I don't really have a true side. I still think that Amanda's trash for her take on Tamir Rice. But other than that, you know, with this going on, I really don't have much of a side, you know. I mean, and again, Amanda Seales does, you know, I'm not going to hold her to a different standard than the writer chick. If you say shit and it's in public and you get trashed for it, that's on you because you have a choice to not say some of this dumb shit and you say it anyway. And your platform is huge, you know. So yeah, she gets the same feelings for her.
Yeah, I don't know too much about whatever it is that she says or does that irritates people. I know that she has a reputation for irritating people, but that's it. I don't really know too much about what she says. I know that they think that she's high and mighty and probably loud and wrong. I don't know. But from what you read from to me just now from the article and from what I've seen from her, like from her, like things that I've just seen that have come across my social media, like videos of her speaking, like she seems like someone who's probably pretty obnoxious. But also as somebody who acknowledges that she seems like she's probably pretty obnoxious, I also feel like, again, as an unbiased third-party observer, I feel like Twitter be going way too hard on her, dog. Like, I feel like people be like, I don't know, just like, I don't know. It just, for me, it looks like people, like, she's a punching bag. And she may be a deserving one, but I don't know that. But I just, from my perspective, I feel like people be going harder on her than how obnoxious she seems. But again, that's just my ignorant outsider kind of perspective on what I've seen on my timeline. But from what it sounds like, it sounds to me like she kind of like Lizzo in that she says and does a lot of things to garner attention. And then when the negative attention comes, she wants to play victim. That is the Lizzo playbook. Actually, I'm not going to say it's the Lizzo playbook. It might be the Amanda Seales playbook, and Lizzo is copying it. Either way,
right.
It's the same goddamn playbook, because Lizzo do that same fucking shit all the time. That's why I don't give a fuck about her. Like, there was articles about her earlier this week, I think it was, or late last week. There was like, Lizzo says she quit. I'm like, good, nigga. Finally. Like I'm tired of you. Like, oh, y'all always making fun of me. Yeah. That's because you keep walking around in a moo-moo with the ass cheeks cut out, bitch. Yes, you get made fun of. Like, that's what I'm just like, why are you fucking like that? Man, she's so fucking stupid to me, dog. Like, I can't stand that shit, man. She's like, oh, y'all making fun of my weight. Like, look at what you got on, dog. Like, you dress to draw attention to your body. Like, not just to draw attention in general. You dress to draw attention to your physique. And then be crying on Instagram when people make fun of your physique. Like, nigga, no, dog. Like, but that sounds like, to me, it sounds like what you just said, it sounds like Amanda Seales do the same shit. Like, she runs her, like, she gets real loud and real obnoxious and real on her soapbox. And then articles get written about her. And then she puts out videos like this one complaining about how people come after her. So, sounds like the same playbook to me, but like I said, from as an unbiased third party, it kind of looks like people be going a little bit too hard on her, but I don't know.
I mean, when you put yourself in the public eye, man, it's you can complain. Of course you can complain about people coming at you, but you know, you have that platform. It's a part in the article, it says something to the effect of Amanda Seales is very vocal about her opinions. She makes sure everyone hears them. It comes with the territory of having a large platform. And I couldn't agree more with that.
I agree.
With that. And that goes for Lizzo. Hell, it goes for this journalistic chick. I keep saying her name wrong.
Journalistic.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What the fuck I just call her? Journalista, excuse me, the Journalista, and that's the same for this chick. She has 42,000 followers. All the attention you get is not going to be good, but you know, you chose to write an op-ed on someone, and it wasn't all good things about that person. So you can't get pissed when that person has a bigger platform and go at you. But at the same time, you know, Amanda Seales has a platform and she does shitty stuff. Obviously, I saw something about her having a bad opinion, some kind of terrible opinion about Hamas, but I didn't get a chance to actually research that one. But
who,
it wouldn't
who had a terrible
me.
Opinion about Hamas? Amanda Seales?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and man.
I didn't catch it, but
it don't surprise me neither. Like I said, like this sounds like the Lizzo playbook. But when I say I found a way to explain myself a little bit more, not explain myself because that sounds like I'm defending myself, but be a little bit more clear. When I say it feels like people going too hard on her, from my perspective, what I see on my timeline, I see far more people talking shit about how shitty Amanda Seales is than I see Amanda Seales being shitty. So like right. That's what I mean by that. Like I have seen Amanda Seales being shitty, but it's like every now and then I'm like, oh, there's a clip of Amanda Seale saying something dumb, whatever. And it's like, feels like every now and then, but it feels like she's constantly like being talked about and being like a punching bag and shit. I'm like, damn, dog, she don't be doing, I feel like she don't even be doing nothing that she be getting shit on. And so I'm like, I'm like, dog, like, at least wait for her to do something. Like, what is she, like, man, like, she could probably, like, I feel like she's in that space where she could say something and she might, she could be right. And people will still be like, this dumb bitch. Like, damn.
Well, I will say too is that I when I searched her name, you know, she definitely, it was about half and half. As many people, and that doesn't mean anything as far as what you've seen or any other people, but it was about half and half about people. Well, some people held, you know, the opinion that you have of just, you know, they're just shitting her way too much, and some people were like really for it, some people were against it. Obviously, I think the Tamir Rice thing held with a lot of people because I kept seeing that come up.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
And I slightly remember it, but I just was reminded when I kind of read and searched her name on here. But yeah. Oh, and let you know,
defending
too,
Sean King ain't gonna go over well on any planet.
Defending Sean King and the combo of it's being because of Tamir Rice, you know what I'm saying, doesn't help the cause. And I can't see no situation ever where you would want to take Sean King's side and going against the mother of a kid who was killed by the police. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah,
I really
want to see. I don't care enough to look it up, but I would be curious, like, what exactly, like what are the details of that? Like, what exactly is she taking his side on or whatever? Because I'm like, I don't know. I'll be really hearing the black people taking Sean King's side on stuff.
No, they don't. You
especially
know,
when it comes to money.
Yeah, it
so
don't.
So, like, man,
what
was her? What was her take? Like, no, actually, I saw this nigga bank account, dog. I saw him. I was with him at the bank when he transferred the money to da 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 da. I saw him hand a check to Tamir Rice Mama. Like, what was her? Like, what was her defense, dog, of Sean King on some money shit, dog? Like, I would be kind of, but I don't know. I don't want to say I'd be kind of curious. I'm not. I don't care. I'm not gonna look it up.
Yeah, and the article doesn't really explain that. I look at the some Tamir Rice thing, but yeah. Anyway, I mean, the point is, I guess, you know, she the one article, I guess, specifically kind of, you know, with the griot kind of triggered her to make a video about it. I'll be curious to see how the next few days roll out with that. Yeah, it was interesting. But yeah, it's funny when you had mentioned that you had some notes in there. As soon as I go to it, I read the Amanda Seals, and then I go to Twitter and sure as shit, it's just right there.
I put a link to the tweet.
And then I saw the first tweet, one of the first tweets I saw when I searched her name was about, what's the fucking writer? He had said something about, you know, his friend. Oh, it was Mark Lamont Hill. Sending love and support to my dear friend Amanda Seals. I'm so disappointed and angry at the latest media pile-on. So I kept seeing stuff like that in support of her. And so then I started, you know, and that's how I got to the point of finding that actual article.
I will add this addendum. I respect Mark Lamont Hill. I don't know none of these niggas on Twitter. So everybody
said
Amanda
right.
Seals is a piece of shit. I don't know y'all niggas. I don't know Mark Lamont Hill, but I know Mark Lamont Hill's tweets, and I've seen Mark Lamont Hill on TV, and that seemed like a smart nigga. I was like, I respect that nigga. So if he says Amanda Seals is okay, or he's not even saying that. He just says he doesn't like the media pile on. So if he agrees that people are piling on, that's not even necessarily, I mean, he said he didn't he call her his friend or whatever, but yeah. So, but it, like showing support for her, if he support her, that I'm not saying that I support her, because again, I'm not in it. I don't know what she did or says. Nothing. I'm too far out of it, but I am taking note that somebody who has never done anything that I've never seen him say nothing that I'm like, oh, this nigga wild. Every time he says something, right. I'm like,
he's typically on the side of voice of reason.
Yes.
And
no nigga I've seen on Twitter who I would take over Lamar Lamont Hill. I know that.
And what he's and we don't have to, we're not and we're not coming here to dissect his fucking tweet, but he's not, what he's saying is not absolving her of any potential wrongdoing.
Yes, that was the point that I was getting at. He did not, he was not saying that she didn't do anything wrong, whatever, but he was showing support for her. Yeah. So, and finger wagging at the media pile on, which feels like validation for me when I say I see way more talk about her being shitty than I see her being shitty. That now I feel like Mark Lamont Hill just kind of gave me a little bit of support in that thesis. So
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I see him go hard on Twitter, and he's always, for the everything I've seen, he's on the right side of common sense and information and shit like that. So Oh, let you know too that Lizzo, and to your disappointment, she clarified that she's not really quitting music. So just wanted to update you on that one.
Okay. That's unfortunate. Guess we gotta see more stupid ass videos of her doing stupid shit.
Oh man.
Man, I can't stand her, dog. I can't stand her, man.
That is
like I said, like I would be one of her fiercest defenders if she just acted like a normal fucking person. I would be like, man, why y'all go the same way I'm just saying Amanda Seals? I'd be like, man, people be going hard on Lizzo. I would be defending her, dog. But she invites the fucking attention. She doesn't even just invite attention. She invites negative attention. Like she puts herself in position to where people who are going to say negative things about, like, people go say negative things about you if you are on your P's and Q's and you trying to be the best that you can be at all times. It's still going to be people saying negative shit about you. She puts herself in a position for the negative niggas to eat. and they'll be like, I can't believe everybody be going so hard on me.
Right. Stupid
They stay at her, dog. Man, she's crying. I don't understand. Why niggas be snapping on me? Like, I don't know. You wore a bikini made out of whipped cream to the Emmys. So maybe, I don't know. That might be why.
That's funny. Oh,
boy. You were twerking on Sesame Street, Lizzo. Maybe that's why people shitting on you. Oh my God. Oh man. Anyway, what else we got going on?
Nothing much. In lighter news, by the time you've heard, well, it's already happened. LSU and Iowa game. LSU lost to Iowa. Fucking Caitlin Clark was shooting fucking threes from the logo, as they say. It was a pretty good. Did you watch that game? Yeah, you did, because we were chatting about it. Yeah. And so Angel Reese announced to Vogue, which is kind of dope, that she's going to the NBA.
Well, I mean,
WNBA,
dope.
Excuse me. Yeah,
that was kind of dope. Like Vogue.
Right, that was kind of sweet. Right. So she's headed to WNBA. Kaden Clark to the Big Three, potentially. I don't know if you, I wanted to clarify, because I wasn't sure if you were insinuating that it was either the Big Three or the WNBA.
For Caitlin Clark?
Yes.
No, I don't know. I don't know what her status is. You mean when I said in the chat that Angel Reese is going to WNBA before Ice Cube could get at her? Like they offered her a bag before Ice Cube could get at her?
No. I'm just talking about in our notes when you said Caitlin Clark to the Big Three ?
I put question mark because I don't know it. Like, I know that he offered her that, you know, the big deal or whatever, but I don't, what, has she accepted it?
No, she hasn't accepted anything. I guess I was just clarifying that her potentially accepting, but she hasn't, when the information came out, she said she hadn't found out around the same time. She was kind of focusing on the college, on the, you know, Final Four, and I guess she will address that after the season's over. But from what I've read and understood, she has the potential being able to do both. So she can do this season of the Big Three, which is like 8 or 9 games or some crazy shit, and still play in the WNBA. Oh, so it's shit. Not a, so it's not an either or thing.
Damn, that's what's up. Oh, I didn't know that. Damn,
right. That's why I was clarifying, because I didn't know if you were saying it like Caitlin Clark to the NBA, WNBA or the Big Three. Like, no, she could do both.
Okay, no, I didn't know that both was an option.
Yep,
it wasn't even like on my radar. Like, I was just wondering. I just put that because she had got the contract offer. So that's all I was thinking about.
Yeah, but no, she can actually do both. Oh,
man, that's dope, dog.
Yeah, she could do both. So I mean, shit. And this crazy part is like, so the offer is like $5 million, and it's for a single season. So, so there's one thing it says: the Big Three's offer work for a reported $5 million for a single season. Will still allow her to play in the WNBA, where she's projected to be the first pick in April. So I don't know how the schedule is. I'm assuming it won't coincide with the WNBA. But yeah, I don't know how you pass up $5 million for a season.
I don't either.
Especially when the highest paid WNBA players are making around $250,000 a year. Like, you're making more in one season of Big Three than WNBA players. I don't think they're paying a team $5 million a season. And I don't even mean to be funny about that, but if the highest
I don't know if that's paid, true or not, but it might be. That's what makes it funny.
Dog, that's crazy.
If the highest paid player in the whole WNBA make $500,000, it's feasible that his team's a
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine you a nigga that own own a fucking Best Buy or some shit? Like, yo, I could buy a WNBA team too. That's crazy.
But yeah, so that'd be interesting to see if Caitlin actually does that. I mean, I just as just business wise, you just got to do it. $5 million for a summer of playing,
and you know what else is interesting too? You talk about her being a number one pick and shit. Like, even whatever it is that the highest paid player makes, she not gonna see. I don't know if they have like a max that they can offer rookies, or if they can just offer whatever is the most that they can offer, but whatever it is, she gonna get price of next level shit, because she's like bringing eyes to women's basketball that have never been there before, and a shit ton of them. Like, she's like must see TV at this point. Like, she's like well known nationally now. Like, whoever drafts her, if she goes to WNBA, whoever drafts her, that team is gonna make so much money. They're gonna fucking sell out games. They're gonna be on fucking ESPN. They might be on national TV. Like, they're gonna bring attention to the whole WNBA that it ain't had before. Like, I think she's a big fucking deal, dog. Because, like, everybody was excited for that game, dog.
I just don't think it's going to equate. I'm sorry, because I just want to say this one more and I'll let you continue. I don't think it's going to equate to her getting paid more, though.
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't know how their money works. I don't know.
Like, so I'm currently looking at a salary cap thing, and I'll have to confirm this at some point. But I was curious to see roster numbers. Just curious, right? The total salary of the highest team, well, the highest salary team is the Los Angeles Spark. And that's $1.5 million for the whole team. The lowest is 1.3, but they all around between 1.3 and 1.5. That's the whole team.
Dog, LeBron spent that at the strip club last night. God damn, dog.
Yeah. So I don't think that she's going to your point
that,
of impact.
I'm not going to say that they're going to manufacture money for her. But, like, whatever is the most that she can get, she's going to get that. Like,
oh, but to your point, all the merch, and I don't know the merch shit that happens, but it's going to be – she's probably going to sell out the most merch in the WNBA than the WNBA's ever sold.
She's gonna change the WNBA, dog. Like this is huge for them. Like she's gonna both of them entering the WNBA together. Like they're gonna get people watching the WNBA like that have never watched it before. Like the WNBA is gonna see I'm pretty happy for them. Like they're gonna see some eyeballs, they're gonna see some attention, and those two girls are gonna bring it, and it's gonna be really fun. Like I'm looking forward to it. I was really looking forward to that game. Like no bullshit. Like I was looking forward to that game. I was all day. I was like, man, I can't wait for that Iowa LSU game.
Yeah, for sure. I was like, waiting to get home for that shit.
And that's crazy. Like, cause I just don't have interest in women's basketball. But those two have made it interesting to me. And it's the fact that they have a storyline too. That's what really like kind of sets it off, that they have a storyline. But she is still doing like some like unheard of shit on the court. So it's like, man, bringing that to a bigger stage. And it's like, it's not even bringing it to a bigger stage, because I don't even think she's necessarily bringing it to the bigger stage. She is the bigger stage.
She is like, the stage, yeah.
Yeah, so like she's bringing the stage to the WNBA. And I'm like, that is so cool to me. Like, even though I don't really like her, but like that. So, and I don't have a good reason for not liking her. She just looks annoying to me.
Those corny talks of like, what do you bring a table? Like, bitch, I am the fucking table.
I am the table. Yeah, it's like she's bringing the stage to the WNBA. And I like that the WNBA is going to get that level of attention that it's going to get when those two are there. And I like the fact that, man, I don't know, man. I'm just happy for any kid making it. And even though it's somebody who I look at her and just like, ugh. Like, I just can't stand her.
Yeah, but
like,
I mean,
I'd rather it was Angel Reese who was getting all the Caitlin Clark attention or whatever. But like, at the end of the day, man, like I'm happy for any kid doing something that's like remarkable, and like that's incredible for a woman to find that level of success in sports, to where, especially in basketball, where you don't see it that often. To like, because you see them gymnastics all the time, but like, you know. To bring that kind of attention to basketball like that, and to just like bring the whole sport up, dog. Like she lifted the whole fucking women's NCAA tournament up, dog. Like, there's so many people who watched that never watched it before because of her, and not solely. I mean, well, some people solely because of her, but it was other. It's a lot of girl, man. Her, Angel Reese, Juju Watkins, man. Like, I love the fact that these young girls are bringing attention and uplifting that sport. And I love the fact that when they get to the WNBA, they're gonna uplift that sport too. So I just be wanting to see niggas come up. That's the end of my TLDR. I just want to see niggas come up.
Yeah, I think too. It's like, you
and
know,
also Caitlin Clark.
And also Caitlin Clark. Yeah, I don't recall, and it because it could be because I don't, and I historically have not watched a lot of women's basketball, whether it's college or WNBA. I think the most of WNBA I watched is when we had the team here. But you know, I think this got to be the most hype that the women's college basketball has gotten these last three or so years, with, you know, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. And I think both of them are probably going to go 1 and 2. And I think it's going to be dope as hell. And I think it's going to bring a lot more attention to the WNBA. It's like,
I'm going to watch. Like, I'm interested in this. Like, I want to see this. I want to see their careers through. Like, if they're going to be like kind of like rivals, kind of, I want to see that. But then I'm legitimately interested in watching their careers respectively too. Like, they booked me. Like, so I'm going to watch.
Yeah, for sure. Man. And I, you know, in addition to,
I'm not gonna get Caitlin like WNBA Clark. League pass or nothing.
Yeah, that's not even gonna be a thing, dude.
I know that's why I'm like, it'd be $2.99 like an iPhone app, nigga.
Yo, that's funny. Let me add too, though, with that is that even with them two, and there's a lot of coaches in the WNBA who's probably, you know, notable and stuff, probably especially, and I say that and I can't think of her name, but the coach for LSU. But Dawn Staley has a potential of winning a fucking championship this year because she coaches South Carolina. So that's kind of dope just seeing her, you know, being a, you know, she was a really good college player, played well in WNBA, and now she's coaching back in college and doing pretty well. So yeah, that's kind of cool as well, because I remember watching her and was a big fan of hers, even with my half-ass watching, you know. So yeah, man, I think women's basketball in general is looking up a lot right now. And so, hey, I was just looking to see when they were playing Friday, because they got the late game. Iowa has the late game Friday. I think South Carolina and NC State play it at 7, and then Iowa plays Connecticut at 9:30. So I'll probably be in the garage watching both of them shits.
That big fella on NC State, man, he been doing good the whole tournament, dog. He the same one that, you know, the same dude that worked over Oakland in that game that they lost, that big fella.
Oh yeah. And that's another thing too, is that both NC State teams are in the final four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what made me think of it when you mentioned that. Yeah. I was like, yeah, and that dude that was working over Oakland, that's the reason Oakland didn't make it past the second round.
Yeah, that guy's
DJ Burns, he's been continuing. Burns,
and he's been beasting too.
Yeah, he's been continuing to Zion. I'm kind of mad. Right. Competition.
I'm kind of mad because I'm supposed to be somewhere. Where I'm going to a party with my wife Saturday, and it's at 6. I'm like, shit, I would be at the fucking TV watching. It's supposed to be at a bar, so I'll be at the TV watching the whole fucking game. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, man. As far as like watching that shit goes, like I used to watch the WNBA, like you said, back when we had a team. I haven't watched it since, but back then I did watch it. I wouldn't go so far as to say a lot, but more than sparingly. Like I kept up with it. I've never watched a women's college basketball game until last year's championship game between Iowa LSU. That was the first time I ever watched a women's college basketball game. The second time was actually coincident. Well, okay, first of all the times were Caitlin Clark games. And that's partially a coincidence. But the second time was me and my wife went out for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. So that would be when this game took place. That was the game that she broke the all-time NCAA scoring record. So that game was on the TV when we were having dinner. And it also, I think it was against Michigan as well. So that's also why it was on the TV. and then the third time was this last one, LSU game. And then I watched some of the one after that too, because I wanted to watch Juju as well.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, not a lot of women's college basketball. And I can tell you right now, after this tournament, that I ain't gonna be watching it no more neither. Like, that's it. Unless somebody else come along like that, I'm not gonna, because I'm not gonna fake interest in that. Like, my interest comes with like stakes, right? So like, I don't care what happens in women's college basketball, because I don't care about any of those teams, but then I'm not even invested in what happens with those girls afterwards, because I also don't watch the WNBA. Now that might change now that, you know, once Caitlin Clark and Aja Reese in it, but as it stands, I don't watch the WNBA. So I don't have interest in that. Like, my interest in men's college basketball is only as it pertains to who the Pistons might pick in the draft. So if that's how my interest in men's is, I'm not going to be having no interest in the women's no more until another situation like this come along.
Yeah, I would be, and I'm with you. I'm not, you know, committed to, I'm just going to be a full-fledged women's college basketball fan. I am curious, you know, through me watching, you know, this last, you know, partially this year, I am curious about some players and how they're going to do. Like Juju, I would love to see. She was a freshman. She scored, I think she got to set the record for freshman scoring this year. I'll be curious to see how she, you know, does. There are some, and I don't know any of the players on South Carolina's team. Or
yeah, actually, I take that back. Yeah, I will. I will keep up with her. I'm gonna keep up with her.
Whichever one I said, Dawn Staley coach, is that South? That's not South Carolina though. That's fuck. Whichever team she coaches, South Carolina. South Carolina. I'm curious about just her,
I don't know.
Her
I remember seeing her on the sideline. I did not register.
Well, I know it is an NC State though, so I know it's South Carolina. The Gamecocks. Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, even if I'm not watching, I mean, it doesn't matter. I think just the trajectory of college women's basketball and college hoop NBA and WNBA is going to be really dope in the next year or two. Especially the WNBA, especially with them two additions to it. I think it's going to really be dope. I will say though, before we change the subject, last year LSU beat Iowa. You know, of course there was, you know, energy with her, Angel and Caitlin, and that's just been squashed. And I really hate that there's certain parts of the media that try to pit them against each other when they don't have anything going against each other. You know, they're going to be rivals because they played each other in the finals. I mean, played each other at pivotal games in college. But I just hate the narrative of pitting them against each other. That's just trash to me, Don.
Yeah, I think they want to keep it. I mean, it's the equivalent. It's the real life equivalent of like engagement farming. Like they want to keep having something to write about. So they want to keep kind of like pushing the narrative that, because you remember last year, there was all the chatter outside of the game and shit too. So it wasn't just like on court shit. It was like all the chatter outside of the game. And you remember the whole thing with like Caitlin doing the you can't see me thing and shit.
Yeah.
Like, so it had all, that's the kind of, you know, the media love shit like that. Right. So, you know, they want to keep that kind of energy, and that is trash. But I do like the idea of them two continuing to have an on-court rivalry. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want them to become friends neither. Like, I still want them to have like a rivalry, dog. Like, I would love that to become like a WNBA fucking like Magic Bird type deal, where they're not just between them two, but like their teams are just like constantly, and their teams are like, every time they play each other, you got to watch it. Like that's what I want for the WNBA, is for them two to like uplift the whole fucking league to where you have like a fucking Celtics Lakers rivalry equivalent in the WNBA. Like, and I'm, it doesn't have to be like, like that level. Like I don't want to set the bar to the fucking moon, but like, you know, still like, you know, a good rivalry that they can, you know, that we could check in on, you know, a couple of times a season and shit, you know, see them go at it.
Yeah. So what made me even say that, because I saw it. So first off, I've noticed that you're familiar with the Woodward Sports Network right here. Mm-hmm. I've noticed them becoming more trash throughout the year or whatever. And so then they did a tweet where they screenshotted a tweet from Jason Whitlock. Well, anytime anyone screenshots and uses a Jason Whitlock tweet, it's always going to be trash anyway. But he did a tweet that said, "We can officially quit putting Angel Reese on Caitlin Clark's level. Stop it. One is an all-time great player. The other got famous for taunting. The rival is dead." And I think that is just such a false fucking narrative. Like, Caitlin Clark is the better player. But it's like, A and B, you know what I'm saying? I think that.
And how can you put it to rest when the other girl won last year? Like, yeah, you can't. It, like, it's not to rest. Period. It's as far as I'm concerned, it's tied right now. Like, and yes, Caitlin, like you said, yes, Caitlin Clark might be the better player, but that doesn't mean you can be like, oh, Angel Reese is just known for taunting. Like, they not even on the same level. Like, dog, don't. push her down to bring Caitlyn up. Caitlyn already up, nigga. Like, you don't gotta, like, you know how I feel about that. I'll be saying that shit all the time. Don't be bringing other people down to make yourself look better, dog. Like, Caitlyn already up, nigga. She don't need to have Angel Reese pushed down to look better.
Yeah, that's just, and that's the pitting against each other. I just hate it. And I saw that shit like, man, that's just trash as fuck. But you, like you say, it's engagement farming. And I don't expect nothing, you know, less of Jason Whitlock, punk ass. And if anything, fucking Caitlin Clark was doing the taunting first. That's how the shit even started, because she did it on another team and shit. But whatever, man. I think it's going to, like you say, of course, you know, it you know, the exaggerate, it could be exaggerated of Magic Bird, but I like that concept of just anytime they play each other, it's going to be crazy because of the court rivalry they have. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I'm like, let me amend this, because I don't want people coming like Magic and Bird. Like, I'm just trying to say a rivalry, niggas. Like, calm down.
No. I totally get it. And I think that's dope. I think that concept is dope. I just be curious to see how well they adjust to the WBA. I think they're both going to do well, though. And it'll be interesting to see we already have a decent, I think, like, the one, I can't think of her name, that did the three-point contest with Curry. So it's not like Caitlin Clark's coming in like the, you know, the only person that's shooting threes and a good shooter. So, but it'd be fun just to see how she adjusts, and be curious to see how Angel adjusts, you know, being a big girl in the paint.
It's not like grandmama, nigga.
The big gal in the paint.
Damn, dog. Like she the big grandma with diabetes.
Right. Like she got the sugar.
I know
she's
a little heavy set. Like, God damn.
And I don't think she's even heavy set.
No, she's not. She's just tall, yeah.
Yeah. So
I actually continue to be like kind of like, I want to see her up against WNBA players. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, is she like, I can't really place her size. Cause like every time I see her, because I don't watch a lot of games, most of the time I see her, I'm just seeing her like talking like by herself or like sitting next to her teammates or whatever. Like, so when I watch her play, I'm like, man, why is she like way bigger than everybody else, though? I'm like,
she's tall as hell. Yeah. I'm she's like, tall as hell.
But then my next thought is like, okay, well, is she that big compared to a bunch of normal sized women? Or is she like big compared to like women who are also fairly tall? Just like Giannis is bigger than a lot of the other players. So I'm like, now I want to see how is she sized compared to WNBA players? Like, is she going to get in WNBA and I'm going to watch a game and I'll be like, oh, she's the same size as most of these. Most of these girls, man, she ain't that big.
Which I think
she's going to look way bigger than them too.
Nah, because even when I was watching her, I forget the game before they played Iowa, it was a center on the other team that was definitely taller, definitely had more shoulder width and all that shit. And so she wasn't even the biggest person. Reese wasn't even the biggest person on the court that day. So I think
Do you know what position she plays for LSU? Do you know if she plays center or power forward?
She's definitely the tallest one.
Okay. So, yeah, I wonder. Yeah, then I would wonder how she would compare to other centers then. In a WNBA, I mean.
Yeah, and she's 6'3".
Like, would she even be a... Was she even like, see, I don't even know if that's like, what is that size in the WNBA to me? Like, is
so
that,
technically she's a forward.
Is she a center in in college, but then in the WNBA, she a power forward or even a small forward? Like, I don't know what 6'3 means in WNBA. I feel like 6'3 in WNBA means power forward?
I'm guessing so. I was trying to look something up real quick, but I was trying to look something up real quick, but I'm not seeing anything that's showing me heights and shit. So, but I'm assuming 6'3 to 6'5 is probably centers or whatever.
But 6'3 tells me that she just tall.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So now I know she's not tall compared to normal size women. She's tall compared to just tall. Like she said, she's tall with no asterisks. Nigga, not
no,
even
no asterisks. Like it's not, women. It's not tall. It's not tall. 4'8". No,
right?
It's
just, yeah, she's tall. Just tall. She's taller than me. She's just tall. Okay, never mind.
Right, because I was just looking up, trying to look up players.
She's a big gal.
Right, she's a big gal, boy. Yeah, I was trying to look up players and shit, just seeing how.
Yeah, I would never get 6'3", nigga. Oh my goodness, I'd have been shocked to run into Angel Reese on the streets before you told me that. Like, holy shit! What the fuck?
And I'm mad that what's the name won't show me heights or whatever. I went to ESPN and I was looking, trying to look up some of the players, and it won't show heights and shit. This is stupid, ESPN.
You ain't got heels on right now,
right?
What the fuck?
Like, why does shit want to show me how tall these chicks are? Anyway, but yeah, how so
you tall, you tall to be you barefoot, and I got on Air Forces.
You got on Air Forces, still not. Yo, that's funny.
I got on Tim's, and you barefoot. What the fuck?
Why won't show me how tall these chicks are? Anyway, but yeah, so it should be fun next. Next WMA season is gonna be really fun. I don't even know when the season starts.
Me neither.
What is that? NBA. NBA season starts 24.
May 14th.
Okay.
And you said the draft is in April?
Yeah, the draft is the 15th.
Of April?
The draft. Okay. Yep. So that shit's coming up.
God damn, that shit coming up.
That shit fast. Like, God damn.
I'm like, wait a minute. What day is this?
And this shit goes fast. Like, the draft is on the 15th. Training camp begins 28th. Preseason, May 3rd. And then regular season, the May 14th. So, wow.
Wait, this says the Big Three season tips off June 15th. How can she do both when Big Three tip off 1 month after WNBA?
I don't know, but at least I'll be curious to see how that happens. But I'm assuming they might do games that's not on the same days or some shit as homegirls games or something. I don't know. I'm curious to see if she even accepts it, which she'd be a fucking idiot if she doesn't. But
yeah, if it's possible she can do both, she'd be a fool not to.
Yeah. You make as much in one Big Three season that you would probably make your whole WNBA career salary wise. I mean, she's gonna have tons of fucking endorsements, as she probably already has already. So, but yeah, crazy.
I just fucking when I Googled when the Big Three season starts. It like the answer comes up within like the AI portion of the Google search engine. So that's how I saw the answer June 15th immediately. But then I clicked on the article because the article was about how the Big Three had just done some roster signings ahead of the June 15th tip-off date. And it's an article from the first. So what was that, Monday? And I'm looking at the article. I didn't know Jeff Teague was playing in it, dog.
He's playing in what?
In the Big Three.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. It says this announcement follows other debut signings such as Jeff Teague and Paul Millsap and as has been widely reported, a groundbreaking offer to Caitlin Clark that allows her to play in both the Big Three and a WNBA. Additional roster openings will be filled by new signings and players selected in the Big Three draft on May 24th.
Oh, them motherfuckers have a draft? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, we learned a lot about non-NBA basketball today.
Man, it's been a day of info, man. Shit. Okay.
So it says Nick Young has been named the coach of the 2023 champion enemies. He replaces Gilbert Arenas, who was with the team for 3 years. Newly promoted player captain Jordan Crawford makes his return. So Jordan Crawford's on the team. Rashard Lewis will take on a new role as coach of the three-headed monsters. Earl Clark and Jason Richardson will return as player captains for 2024. The legendary George Gervin will once again take the helm of the Ghost Ballers with Captain Mike Taylor. Trailblazing female head coaches Nancy Lieberman and Lisa Leslie will return to lead power in triplets, respectively. And those are the signings in addition to the Jeff Teague and Paul Millsap. So a couple of names to look out for that. None of which are interest me because they were mostly all coach announcements. So they did say roster. They didn't say player announcements. So
interesting. Yeah, I may check out some big. Have you watched any Big Three?
No.
I can't say I've watched the whole game. I've had it on the background. It's never really been that interesting. The one time I did watch it had.
You know when the first time I'm going to watch it is?
Oh, Caitlin Clark plays.
Yeah. But, dog, man, like, that is like. That is the power of that girl, man. Like, I don't like she's gonna have me watching all kinds of shit I don't even give a fuck about, and I don't even really like her. But like, I'm gonna want to see how she performs against these people. I'm gonna be really curious. Like, how's she gonna perform? Like, can you imagine the next episode of Jeff T's podcast if he gets,
bro? Yeah, that dude is like the most realest NBA player I've ever heard talk. Like, he is so fucking entertaining, dude.
Man,
his stories are fucking Jeff T's, nuts, dog.
Where I can't imagine the Jeff T story about him getting his ankles broke by Caitlin Clark, getting three dropped on him. Oh man.
Yeah, his stories are hilarious, dude. Like, I thought he was just a cornball ass nigga. Like, I just, you know, when I seen him in the NBA during his time, I never paid attention. Then he looked cornball ass, but he's a nigga, dog. His stories are hilarious, dog.
Yeah, dog. And he like Jeff T, the kind of person that like he would like sit in the garage with us and just be like talking regular as shit. Like he just seemed like a regular nigga, dog. Like,
yeah,
it's a lot of players who seem like they put on the costume of regular nigga because they black and they in the NBA, and the NBA is so associated with hip hop and being cool and shit like that, that if you black, you feel like you got to be extra nigga. Like, I feel like some people like almost turn it up to a performative degree. Jeff T just seemed like, like, man, he just seemed like a regular fucking dude. Like, you can't help but not like Jeff T. Like, if I don't know, man.
Yeah, he's cool as fuck to me, man. He was cool as hell.
What else we got?
You can update me on this Bill Maher shit, because I'm not sure what the fuck going on with this.
That was another thing I saw so I'm just clicking trending and shit. That's how I discovered the fucking Amanda Seals thing. A couple names down, I'm like, Bill Maher. And I'm like, first of all, this nigga's trending after every episode of his show, he's trending. And it's never for anything good. And I'll be watching, I'm like, he'll say some shit, I'll be like, oh, man, that's what's going to be trending tomorrow. That nigga always be saying something dumb. But anyway, this wasn't about something that happened on his show. It was about Steve-O. Apparently Bill Maher or Bill Maher's team or representatives or whoever asked Steve-O to come on his podcast. Now, his podcast is Club Random. Have you ever watched or listened to it?
No, I'm not familiar.
So this nigga he's been in the industry for a very long time and has been getting HBO money for decades. That is a very rich man. And
who are you talking about?
Bill Maher. Yes. Yeah, yeah. I have heard, and he has spoken about how nice his place is. His Club Random is an actual, like, he don't even like it to be called a man cave. Like, he's like, this is not a man cave. This is a club. Like, I don't know if he's ever shown the entirety of it, but he talks about it like this isn't just like it's a mini house or some shit. And so he invites people there to do his podcast. Now it's just like any other podcast. They just shoot the shit for, you know, hour and a half, whatever. But he at home, nigga. So he's like, he drinking, he smoking weed, all his shit. Like, he doing whatever, dog. And most of the time, whoever he's talking to will also smoke weed with him. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, now at this point, it's known if you go there, you at bare minimum, you are going to be around weed. it will be offered to you. You're not pressured. You will be allowed to smoke weed as well if you so choose. You can say no, whatever. But it's known weed gonna be out. Again, that nigga's at home. Like, you could just not go. That's my thought. But Steve-O got invited, and he's like, I'll come if you can honor my sobriety by not smoking weed while I'm there. And Bill Maher said, never mind.
Right.
Like,
I'm reading the article about it now.
Yeah, Steve-O made it sound, I don't know how it went, but Steve-O's like, you know, I asked him to honor my sobriety, and he said no. And everybody was like, oh, he can't honor this man's sobriety. Oh, you can't smoke weed for 5 minutes, you know, for 1 hour while you talk to Steve-O. And that wasn't my opinion, dog. Like, well, I mean, my opinion is already obvious by this point. My opinion was like, dog, you ain't got to come, bro. Like it, to me, it sounded like two adults just hashing it out, dog. Like, hey, you want to come on my show? Can you not smoke weed while I'm there? No. All right, never mind. All right, cool. Like, it's not like two people who he said he wanted to smoke weed. I mean, I'm sorry. He said he wanted Bill to not smoke weed. Bill said, I wanted to smoke weed. All right, well, I guess we can't do our podcast there. All right. Like, this, I don't see a problem with that, dog. Like, if, and people are like, well, he asked him to come there. I'm like, and he said no. So I'm like, I mean,
yeah, I think they're making a big deal, but I will say, you know, I can see if Steve-O wanted to be on the show and he found that out, and then, you know, he found out that he was smoking, he asked him not to smoke, and he said no. But it's like, nah, they reached out to him. He said he wanted to honor sobriety, and Bill Maher said no, and he's like, fuck it. So that's it. I think they're making a much bigger deal out of it. I mean, I think the articles are seeming to push the, you know, his, I wouldn't say narrative, but, you know, like, I'm reading the thing is that, you know, he's reaching 16 years of sobriety, and he's just trying to, you know, keep up with that. And I'm assuming he doesn't be around people that smoke or drink or whatever, which is not the case for some people that are doing sobriety. Like, I think of like Drink Champs. Like, there's been a few episodes where people aren't drinking or smoking because of whatever. Like, I just watched recently with Danny Brown, and Danny Brown doesn't smoke or drink anymore, but they were still smoking and drinking, and he didn't give a fuck.
That's how you're supposed to be, because you can't expect other people to make your sobriety easier. Like, you have to either be able to deal like Danny Brown, or you need to not put yourself in positions where you could be tempted. But you can't expect people to, like, not do what they want to do around you and handle you with kitty gloves. You can now as a person who might want to do that, like, you can want to do that and be like, and be grateful for people who do that, but that can't be an expectation of people. Like, I don't think that's fair to, like, it's cool to ask, like, again, but, like, if he says no, it shouldn't be no animosity there, dog. Like, if he don't want to change his behavior in his own home, nigga, I mean, it shouldn't be no smoke. And I can't say I don't think it is, because Steve-O sounded salty about it in that. So I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, he may have, but I mean, I think at the same time, he's protecting his sobriety, and he may feel some kind of way, but in the day, you can't make people do, you know, like you say, cater to you if they don't want to. So, you know, you could be salty about it, but hell, you know, you're not going to do it, and y'all both move on, and whoever comes over to the house is going to be around smoking drink or whatever the fuck they're doing.
And also, they said that they're like, oh, Bill Maher invited him over, but Bill Maher didn't invite him over knowing that he was going to be asked to not smoke weed in his house. If he knew that ahead of time, I guarantee you he would not have asked in the first place. So that's why I'm like, that, like, I don't know, man. I just feel like niggas is like, it's the same situation with Amanda Seales, how I be saying, like, it's people who be giving her more shit that she be doing. Like, he do a lot of shit for people to go off on him. Like, don't manufacture shit, dog. Like, he will give you something new to be mad at him about on Friday, dog. I promise you that. He'll give you a new thing. Like, you don't got it. Like, man, dog, that nigga. I'd have done the same thing, dog. Like, if I invite, like, if I, like, that is kind of like a, like, I'm not going to say a rule of the house, but, like, if I invite you over, if you say I can't come over unless there's not going to be no smoking, I'm going to say, well, then it's best you not come over, nigga, because I'm not going to tell everybody else here to not smoke because you came. And I can't be like, well, I invited him, so I guess I got to bow down to his demands. Like, No, nigga, like, that's what I'm gonna tell that person. And that's probably the same thing that Bill Maher was saying, like, oh shit, if I gotta not smoke weed at home for you to be here, then I guess you better not be here then. That's, man, I don't know, though. I don't see a problem with that. I just don't.
I don't see a problem either one, though. I don't see a problem with Bill Maher.
I don't
saying,
see a problem with masking. No, yeah. I don't. I think just
in the industry, you know, stars are, you know, guests have requirements and some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, they need such and such food in their fucking green room, all this shit, or, you know, whatever. But I don't have a problem either one. I respect Steve O for trying to protect his peace. And, you know, it's hard for me to say I respect Bill Maher because I think he's such a dickhead. But
you don't have to say you respect him. You could be like, I'll disagree.
Yeah, I don't just, you know, if that's his show, that's how you want to do it, you just won't be on there. And yeah, I'm pretty sure Bill Maher's not going to lose sleep. And I think at some point, Steve O will be okay with that. And he'll continue his sobriety journey, you know, the way he wants to do it. And, you know what I'm saying, that'd be it. But
I just don't think Steve O has a right to feel salty about that, dog. Like, to me, it just sounds like two adults hashing their shit out, dog. Like, if you asked and he said no, then what, like, I don't know how can you be mad? Like, he's supposed to accommodate you to be there. Like,
I think if they were more than friends, I would see maybe an accommodation being more acceptable. But like, if I had a buddy of mine that you know, I hadn't seen in years and he was sober and he wanted to stop by to kick it with me at my crib, I probably wouldn't drink, or I would ask if it's okay, even though I'm at my house. But if we had a better friendship or better relationship, right. Yeah. That's something I would, cause I can see accommodating more. But right. two people in the industry, I don't see accommodation really being necessary or expected. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I would do the same thing, obviously, depending on the person. But it would also depend on the substance, too, because, like, I don't think I would do it with drinking. Because I'm like, as Lil Wayne would say, what's in my cup is in my cup. Like, right, if I right. can't, like, that ain't, nigga, that ain't got nothing to do with you, dog. If I can't drink out of my cup without you. Without you being tempted, nigga, right. Then you are way behind on your journey to be hanging out with me, dog. You not you need to be farther along in your journey. But like, smoking, that's a thing that can affect the other people who are there. So in that same scenario that you just gave, if you know, some close friend or something, and I ain't seen them for a while, and they were like, yo, and they, you know, they in town or some shit like that. They're like, yo, we come through, but man, I can't be around no smoke. I'd be like, hey, all right, cool. Like, and if other people was here, I'd be like, yo, y'all can't smoke. And I would give the same energy. Like, y'all, if not being able to smoke tonight is a problem, then I guess you can't be here today. Like, cause my whole boy coming right. through and he can't have smoke around him. So like, there's circumstances to where I would do something like that too. And for all we know, maybe Steve-O thought that him and Bill had that kind of relationship. I don't know.
That's obviously not the fucking case. So.
Right, at least not to Bill. Right, right, not from Bill's perspective, it ain't.
right. So
that's why I said maybe Steve-O thought.
I got to check his podcast out, just only because I'm really curious about the setup or whatever. Could you say
two armchairs, you know, like the one I sit in my garage.
Kind of like Club Shay Shay or some shit, but just different.
Yeah, not couches though, like individual chairs.
Oh, gotcha.
They just basically sit kind of like facing each other with like a table in between them, the cameras facing them, and the camera's really only wide enough to show the two of them, so you don't really see much of the place. He just talks about it a lot, like at least in the beginning. I haven't watched it in a long time, but I watched it when he first started doing it. Well, I listened to it and then I started watching it because I wanted to see his setup. And so it'll be a thing where, like, after I got done watching shows in here and I was already high and I didn't want to go to bed yet, I'm like, let me turn on a Club Random and just find one with where he's talking to somebody who I like. And I'm like, let me see them because they be high too. So I'll be sitting here high and I'm like, so now all three of us is high. And I felt like I'm part of the conversation. But he does he'll have to like do like ad promos and shit. And he doesn't stop in the middle of the conversation to do them, but he does them still in the same location in like the bar area. So you can see the bar area when he does his little ads and shit. It's like a small little bar area though. And that's really all you ever get to see. So you can see that much, but He talks about that the space like it's huge, and then when guests come on that have never been there before, they talk about it like, man, like you got a hell of a setup here, my nigga. So yeah, I'd love to see what it looks like in its entirety, but I haven't watched in a while. I gotta be interested in the person that he's talking to, and he'd be having a lot of people on there that I either don't even know or don't have interest in, because he only invites people on there that he likes. So it could be people from all eras of time, nigga. So it's worth checking out.
On the subject, but not really. I never would have thought that, and I haven't watched this show yet. I've only saw clips, but I never would have thought that Mero and Carmelo Anthony would have a situation that would actually work out. Have you seen any of his show? Their show?
No. Other than that one, there was, I think we put a clip in the chat once, but like, yeah, just a one clip. I can't remember what the clip was. Oh, it was the clip when Miro was talking about what happened with Desus and shit. He was talking. Yeah, it was him talking about what happened with Desus.
So I didn't see that one. I didn't watch it all though, but I saw a clip. They had what's homegirl from Boston had the HBO show, comedian, gay chick
from Boston. Sam J.
Sam J. They had an episode with Sam J. on there, and I saw a clip of that. And you know,
I saw a clip of that too.
Cool.
The one where she was talking about where Carmelo bumped into her, something like that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I saw that clip too.
But I never would have thought that would be a good a chemistry of Carmelo and Melo and Mero. But yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting that they would actually have a show together. I haven't watched it.
I want to. I just, man, I got too much stuff, dog. So, but yeah, I want to check it out though. Yeah, last thing I need is another goddamn podcast to listen to, man. Fuck.
Yo, I'm have you listened to both episodes of Guantanamo Bay? Yeah.
Nah.
Okay.
I don't know if I finished I think I finished the first one. I'm not 100% sure I finished the first one. I either finished it or got most of the way through it. And I haven't started the second one. I know that.
Yeah, I finished both of them. I'm looking forward. It's interesting because I never knew too much
about it. I'm surprised there's not a third one out yet.
I think it drops tomorrow because I believe dropped on that Thursday, and it dropped two episodes. I believe it dropped. Okay. I've been waiting on it. I've been updating my podcast. but I believe it drops on Thursdays. But yeah, I didn't know a lot about Guantanamo. Because I forget when Guantanamo Bay opened. My computer's freezing.
I don't know. All I could say is after 9/11.
So I believe it. Yeah, I believe it was after 9/11. Right around 9/11 is when that came about or whatever. But it's been interesting to say the least, though. I've been pretty interested in it. So I don't think we have anything else on, but I wish I could. Okay, I could use my phone. Earlier, you had was talking about, you had seen some people at work kind of discussing Beyonce's album, the country album.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
And so I seen a, I can't find this girl's page. A chick on Facebook friends with, she had did a post about it, and it has some interesting dialogue on there about it. Man, I can't fucking.
Where was this post at?
It's on Facebook.
Okay.
And I can't find her fucking name. God damn it. This is gonna piss me off. I'm gonna have to do this shit next week. Fuck is this girl name?
Do you remember the post, or are you trying to find you needed to find the comments?
I needed to find the comments because she did a post about it, and it was some interesting dialogue, just of, you know, people accepting this as a country album, you know, Beyonce fans, what does country fans think about it? And I am having the brain fart of farts because I'm thinking I'm spelling her name right. And it's not showing up on my fucking list. This is fucking crazy. I may have to table that one then because I can't find this girl's name. Fuck me.
Womp womp.
All right. Well, We'll have to I'll note that for next week if it's even relevant to even talk about again. But I'm assuming you haven't listened to the album.
No.
I was putting me and the wife was going to pick up dinner earlier, and I asked her, had she listened, and she hadn't. So I was playing a few songs. It's not bad. I know it's not nothing that's really in my sphere of music. But yeah, I mean, it's Beyonce. I mean, I can't remember last time I was bumping a Beyonce album. So
the last album that she did that I listened to and liked was the one that had Drunken Love on it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't even know which album that is.
Me neither. That's why I said the one that had Drunken Love on it. I have no idea. I don't know the names of them. Well, I do know the names of some of them, but I don't know which one that, I don't know the name of that specific one. I know there was one called Lemonade that came after it. I know there was one called Renaissance that came after it. Yeah. Neither of which have I heard. And,
Oh, okay. Never mind. I found it. Man, I was butchering this chick name. I couldn't spell that for shit. So there's an article which I didn't read, and it's basically from The Guardian, and it says, for all of her declarations of being authentically country, Cowboy Carter arrives in the back of booming business for the genre, and it's all about the star, not the root music, supposedly at the project's heart. So basically, they were insinuating that, you know, it's more so about her, not about her talking to, you know, I guess fully experiencing, you know, country music and embracing country music. So I read this. One of the comments says, and I didn't read the article, so this won't mean much, but I agreed on all points of this article, although she definitely said she isn't Beyonce. This is a Beyonce album, not a country album. I like the songs overall. I think it missed the opportunity to really get into the tradition of lyricism and country music. Also, I don't think she's belted out a song in a while, but singing, oh, never mind. This actually saying they didn't agree, because I guess she did a version of Dolly Parton's Jolene,
mm-hmm.
and she kind of changed the lyrics, and people really wasn't feeling that. But yeah, I thought this had more interesting points on there, but it really doesn't. So, but I think it's just like anything. People love her take on country. Some people, you know, are, you know, country purists and are not fucking feeling it. But yeah, so yeah. I thought I was gonna have more than that, but I really don't, so never mind that.
Sorry, guys. Some people like Beyonce, some don't. End of episode.
and that was it. Just like everything else in fucking life, some people like it, some people don't. The end.
Your moment of zen from What Up Dope Podcast. Oh, man.
All right. Well, since I fucked that up, that's all I have. I'll end on that.
All right. Well, all right. Well, I guess we'll see y'all next week then.
All right, then. Peace.
Peace.